Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Former UCLA lecturer is reportedly under arrest in Colorado after allegedly threatening a mass shooting on campus. KABC-TV says Colorado police now have Matt Harris in custody. UCLA has no in-person instruction today because of the threats. This guy, Matthew Harris, was a postdoctoral philosophy teacher who uploaded hundreds of disturbing videos to YouTube over the last couple of days. He also wrote an 800-page manifesto. They put him on leave last year after he sent some pornography to a student. He threatened the department and specific people with mass shooting. He posted hundreds of videos, including one showing video of the mass shooting in Vegas and the massacre at Columbine.
Ask your dad how much Adderall it takes to write an 800-page manifesto.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
God.
That's War and Peace.
One sitting? Are we breaking this up?
Anybody with a manifesto should be put on a watch list.
Jeez. So they finally evacuated the school, confronted this guy. There was a standoff. He's finally arrested.
Yeah, I don't think Dad's ambitious enough to write a manifesto like that.
No.
He had a hard time when he just got his master's so he could teach.
Right.
He put that paper off
for a long time. Yeah, a thesis is tough, you know.
But a manifesto.
It's not 800 pages.
An essay's tough.
Doesn't necessarily have to come from crazy people. That's the only time we hear about it.
Right.
It's the only time we use that term.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it had to be kind of unhinged to be called a manifesto.
I don't know.
It's just a declaration of intentions. It doesn't necessarily have to be, but that's the only context you ever hear it in.
Kaczynski ruined the name.
Right.
It was Kaczynski. Yeah, he had a big one, yeah.
Well, the lunatics tend to write
longer ones.
Manifestos.
Right.
Yeah, they do a little more declaring.
Yeah, I suppose. Or is that just one of those where, like, the crazies have co-opted manifesto and we're going to let them have it?
Kaczynski. That's where I first started hearing it. It really did. You're right. So it became that. It became a bad word, you know?
Well, okay.
Like
Here's the thing.
Like the okay sign now is racist.
Todd's right.
They just took it over.
Todd's right. It's a public declaration of policy and aims. The only way that you care is if it's crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless you're in that, if you're in that business and you're in that field.
Yeah, everybody writes a manifesto.
Right.
Yeah,
but I think you're right. I think you have to say good manifesto now. No, this is not crazy manifesto. Not crazy one I wrote up.
It's only 600 pages.
Right. If it's not nutty, I guess I think more, you know, you hear business with like their mission statement.
Yeah, but that's only a couple pages usually. Manifesto seems really long.
True.
Yeah. Sometimes only one page.
There might be some rambling in this,
some crap.
You think? Think it lacks a little focus at 800 pages?
You could write a manifesto on how you lost that game last week, Nick. I know you could, man.
I don't know if you could get 800 pages out of that.
800 pages, do you start with an outline?
No, because I think you're going to drift anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Seems to be probably stream of consciousness.
Yeah. Well, you know, the comedian commends him for writing at least.
Exactly.
You should be able to call some new stuff out of 800 pages.
But when you're in a cabin in the middle of the woods in the middle of nowhere, what else are you going to do?
Kaczynski. I love when Will Ferrell played him on Saturday Night Live. He was Kaczynski a lot. Remember Kaczynski at his high school reunion in his prison outfit? That was a funny bit.
Will Ferrell had range. You could do him and Janet Reno.
He was the best. The best. Is the best.
Still is.
Say. Yeah,
yeah exactly. I was going to say, he's still pretty good.
That, yeah.
So I'm reading here, and I don't know if we want to get into this. You know, everybody loves Betty White.
Yeah.
Except for...
Oh, who didn't like her?
Oh, who?
Two Golden Girls.
Oh.
Well, they're all dead now.
Bea Arthur and Rue McClanahan.
So they're fighting in heaven. They
did not care for Betty White.
They had a problem with her?
Listen to this.
Okay.
This is Joel Thurm, the casting director for Golden Girls, and said that those two didn't like Betty White.
Was Betty White popular in the cast of Golden Girls?
No, the women hated her. One of the things is, I mean, literally, Bea Arthur just said, oh, she's a using that word.
C.
Yeah, she called her the C word. I mean, I heard that with my own ears.
Effing C.
And by the way, so did Rue McClanahan.
Okay, give us a reason why.
That goes a little something like this.
Okay.
Jealous.
This I remember clearly. Estelle Getty began to have increasing problems with memorizing lines. And she would write the lines on her hand. And if she went up, Betty White would make fun of her in front of the live audience. That may seem like a minor transgression, but it really does get to you. I have no idea how Estelle Getty felt, but I know the other two did not like her at all.
It's good thing we don't make fun of each other on this show.
Yeah, I know.
Could you imagine if
that'd be brutal.
A little quirk in any one of our personalities would never get hammered at all. Not at all.
Yeah. But that's on the air.
I know. That's what I mean.
She's mean.
They didn't care for her.
That just sounds like cack people.
But if you're making fun of somebody's age-related degeneration.
No, that chick wasn't older. She was in makeup. Estelle Getty was the same age as all of them.
But is she still dealing with degeneration of the brain?
That's one. Why else did they like her?
The information I have.
Yeah, I know you don't need more than that.
I didn't read. I just listened.
Of course not everybody's going to like everybody. That's just life.
No, in years from now.
You're going to find somebody didn't like Betty White.
We'll all be picking on each other's degeneration of the brain. Hell, we do it now.
You're right. Whatever Todd said right there.
Mine's degenerating as we speak.
It's a slow but steady descent.
I've been making fun of Todd's forgetfulness since he was 30. Which was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, and it's
not age related.
Only gonna get worse.
I'm forgetting apparently a lot here too. By the way,
that's weed not age related.
It's only gonna get no, it's not. That was weed related.
Yeah. No, I think it's just attention span.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Related,
whatever you said there. Yeah, that infighting there is just hilarious because if you take anything too seriously, that's on you. I have no idea what Betty White did to piss these people off. That one thing, I get it, but come on.
Yeah,
and I'm guessing they
might not have liked each other to begin with. Who knows?
You went to the
Bea Arthur been around forever, and so had been Betty White. You know,
you talked to the cast of Hot in Cleveland. It seemed everybody liked her.
Yeah,
and Betty seemed like the type that would crack jokes on everybody. Like she was equal opportunity. Right.
But now, Todd, when she was in Hot in Cleveland, she's the one who maybe had to write on her hand.
Oh, you're right. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's just weird it hasn't surfaced before.
I know.
Yeah, why now?
That those two.
Yeah, they're all dead.
Betty's dead.
Yeah.
Just because Betty's dead.
And everybody loves her.
They waited until Betty died to say, Betty.
Right, that bitch.
A C-bomb, they called her.
Yeah, an effing C-bomb. Yeah.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, because that audio's been out for a while, obviously.
Yeah, but don't make fun of people you work with. That's wrong.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, very rude.
It's so rude.
Or any maladies they may have.
Anything.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So one of the dumbest lists that comes up, and there's a lot of really dumb ones. This is right up there.
Right.
This is the candystore.com, people, every state's favorite Valentine's Day candy.
Oh, these are dumb.
Just dumb as freaking hell.
I thought you were going for it there.
So did I.
I really did.
Why not? It's Friday.
That was an emphatic F.
It really was. You know, Colleen's head is between me and Puss now, and I want to look at Puss, and there's Colleen. Wait a minute, what are you doing?
It's
much better. It's a much better
view.
View. Don't get me wrong.
For both of us.
One head, no waiting. Say that, Colleen.
Thank you.
There was a list last week, Craig. I'm glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
It listed favorite toppings on pizza by states. Hate these lists.
Yes.
Okay, Nebraska said mushroom. I'm not going to argue with what you want in Nebraska, but a state I grew up in, been there half my life, it said corn. Nobody puts corn on their pizza in Pennsylvania, or from what I know, anywhere.
Yeah.
It said corn.
I've never seen that.
So I thought of you. These lists are always stupid.
Yes.
I mean, favorite name.
I've never heard that.
No.
That's an option for pizza.
And by the way, I'm trying to defend people that have never been there. Nobody eats corn on their pizza anywhere, let alone my home state.
I'm going to try it now.
It was weird. Did you see that list?
No, but the...
At every state, all I checked was Nebraska, and then when I saw Pennsylvania, I said, I'm done, I'm out.
Was it a map?
It was a map.
Okay.
And the favorite pizza, yeah, corn.
No, I'm thinking sometimes they just make that stuff up.
They just
post a map up there and put words
on
it.
Listen, I would have bitched if it said pineapple, but at least that's a topping anymore. But
yeah, try corn to be believable if you're going to make it up.
Thank you.
Corn's not a pizza topping.
No, it never has been.
Iowa.
Never really.
Check it out. Check it out, Puss. It just came out last week. I'm sure you can Google it right now and tell us your favorite pizza. You know, I'm sure maybe it's like, what do they put on your pizza in Arkansas, Craig? Yeah. Grass.
Yeah,
it's
like grass. Hog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, hog
pork,
makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, pork, yeah.
In North Dakota, it's wheat.
Yeah.
They like wheat on our pizza.
That must get dry after a while. Yeah.
I thought you said weed.
That would be good.
Yeah.
So they've come up with the top three Valentine's Day candies in each state. Like I say, this is an exceedingly dumb list.
Yeah.
And so we'll start in Kansas. In Kansas, their favorite Valentine's Day candy is M&M's. Followed by heart-shaped box of chocolates and Ghirardelli gift box.
Yeah, but that was when you could whack to the green M&M. And now you can't anymore.
It's a lot harder now.
She's got a pantsuit on.
Yeah.
In Texas,
right.
Hershey Kisses are tops, followed by the heart-shaped box of chocolates and conversation hearts.
Those are disgusting.
You know, the ones with the little...
I love you. Oh, yeah.
The ones you got in fourth grade.
They're cute.
Yeah, that bit.
Yeah. Three holes, no waiting, mindset. Yeah.
Right. In Idaho, Conversation Hearts is number one, followed by M&M's and Hershey Kisses. And in Nebraska, the number one favorite Valentine's Day candy is one I've never heard of before, Cupid Corn.
What's that? Yeah,
is that like candy corn?
Like candy corn?
It's candy corn, but it's a different color.
Yeah.
It's still going to taste like crap.
Yeah, it's just a different color.
Pink and red and white. I've seen that.
Yeah, followed by the heart-shaped box of chocolates and chocolate hearts.
I can't find my favorite Halloween candy anywhere. I like those little Halloween cherry sour balls.
Oh.
Halloween candy?
Or Valentine's.
Yeah. Whichever.
you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, same thing. Both of them are scary.
Right, what time is it?
No, we're not done yet. What's on those hearts, by the way? What else they say on those hearts? Like, what's the favorite one written in Iowa?
I love Dick.
Okay.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Colleen's an Iowa girl. She would know. She would know.
Can't remember loving it there.
But that's really not the point.
No.
Puss is from Iowa, so probably does say that, too, you know.
So that's another one of those lists that I just absolutely hate.
Yeah. Did you get the pizza one at all?
Yeah, I found it.
The one said corn in Pennsylvania?
Yeah. It's
that's
from
stupid.
Barstool Sports.
Yeah. Yeah. It was even them. Idiots.
Yeah. It says corn. And it says that corn is the sixth most popular.
Never seen it on a pizza.
No.
Not any kind of corn.
I'm pulling up an article from Vice, 2017, and they're comparing the corn to the pineapple controversy.
But I've never even seen corn.
No, I've never even heard of that.
You know,
okay, this same map here. Apparently, if you're in New Mexico, your favorite topping on pizza is carrots.
Oh God, no! That's worse than corn.
Carrots. And Minnesota, they like tuna on their pizza.
No, they don't.
That's what disgusting.
About North Dakota?
Yeah,
read that description of the of the list a little bit better.
The favorite pizza topping by state.
That's it.
Period.
That's it.
What about Arkansas?
Arkansas is a very small sausage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that makes sense.
Oh, see, that one actually makes sense.
Yeah. Hog. Go hogs. Yeah.
What about your Iowa there? You and Colleen's Iowa.
Bacon.
Okay.
Go hogs.
Yeah, there's nine things here on this list.
They're just making that up.
I know they are.
Yeah. If they did an actual survey,
I've never heard of corn. Right,
50 pepperonis.
Right. Exactly.
And that's not very interesting.
Right.
Yeah, pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, black olive, bacon. Those are the top five.
How about
peppers?
Peppers are before.
Right.
Those all make sense.
Onion.
But then you get to 6 through 9, and you got corn, avocado, tuna, and carrots.
No.
I would have thought that would have been.
Nope.
Yeah, like cheese. Would have been one of them.
Well, that's called pizza, though, basically. Yeah.
Well, apparently it's a regional thing because corn is also West Virginia.
No, it's not.
This is the dumbest. They're not even trying to be.
No, they're not.
Here.
Yeah.
Carrots.
Yeah, I've never looked at my turd and said, man, I ate a lot of pizza last night.
Yeah, California and Arizona, avocado on your pizza.
No, that sounds good.
Avocado wouldn't hold up on a pizza.
No.
You'd have to put it on after it was out of the oven.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the dumb.
Now I want a pizza, though, for sure.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. With corn.
Yeah.
No.
I'd go for avocado pizza right
now. Pizza on the cob, I like my favorite.
A nice tuna pizza. Minnesota, you freaks in Minnesota with your tuna pizza.
Yeah, that's weird.
Out of Thailand, published in the Journal of Medical Case Reports.
Oh, there's a worm in somebody's wiener, right?
By doctors from a university in Thailand.
Yeah, something's weird. There's a worm.
The doctors turned this into a weed story. What do you think? 23-year-old man reportedly had been a regular cannabis user for the last couple of years, but he'd stopped for 3 months, then got back into the habit. And this is a quote.
They went crazy.
Yeah, this is a quote. He got back into the habit by smoking 2 bongs of cannabis.
2 bongs.
2 bongs.
I've been there.
But they said that's equivalent to 2 grams of weed. That we know, according to the paper.
So
2 hours later.
1 bong equals 1 gram.
Yeah. According to their calculations.
That's a lungful.
Mm-hmm. Two bongs?
You're sucking in a whole gram. Yeah. Just 1 bong.
Right. It doesn't have to be in one hit.
But nobody describes it as 2 bongs.
Right.
I had 2 bongs of weed.
I'm so high, I had 2 bongs.
Nobody says it that way.
Michael Phelps could suck down a gram in one breath.
Right. Or two.
1 bong.
A couple hours later, he began to experience an unwanted tumescence.
Do you guys chump up when you get high?
Well, occasionally.
Sure.
Just like any other time.
Okay. Right. I mean, without somebody rubbing it.
No, I'd say it really doesn't affect it much.
Yeah. No, not at all.
You're horny.
It doesn't really change anything.
Well, I know that. Yeah. But I thought maybe it just chubs you up when you get.
Might depend on what I'm looking at.
If you have 2 bongs, you might get
2 bongs.
That might chub you up.
That's a different story.
Yeah, but again, it has nothing to do with the weed you smoked.
Right. No, of course it doesn't.
So a couple hours later, he began to experience the unwanted tumescence along with a severe and persistent sharp pain in his penis. He also reported that the tip looked distorted to him. In an attempt to stop the pain, he decided to grab a pair of scissors.
Oh, no.
This is too high.
And to trim the skin several times.
No.
Horrible junk with a happy ending.
All right.
Not for him.
Eventually, he severed his penis.
No!
Leaving behind an inch-long stump.
He did more than 1 2-bongs.
Yes.
An inch-long stump.
He was admitted to the hospital 2 hours after the amputation and immediately treated with antibiotics and a tetanus booster. Emergency surgery stopped the man's bleeding and cleaned his wounds while he underwent a procedure to create a new opening so he could still pee.
God.
Somebody doused his weed with something, obviously, right?
The penis PCP? Was recovered.
PCP?
Ooh.
There is no word on anything else.
Yeah, so it was just weed. Great.
This guy's very disturbed.
Right. This will be
the penis was recovered.
Right.
But it was routine, but it was deemed too dirty and fragile to be reconstructed and reattached.
Your dirty penis.
Fragile. By the time doctors saw the man, his amputated member had even been left crawling with ants. And there are pictures.
Oh,
there's pictures of the penis and the stump. And I think I sent them to you a couple of weeks ago.
It. Oh, yeah. This was the link Craig sent to me that said, here, I might use this, but don't look at it.
Yes, that one. That's the one.
Yeah. I got to roll back and find that. Yeah, yeah. There it is.
Well, put it up
That's
there.
The one. Now then, he was psychologically evaluated as well. He reported experiencing visual and auditory hallucinations that included seeing moving shadows and hearing birds and insects.
That's not too bong.
He was otherwise coherent, not suicidal, and denied having a family or personal history of depression, self-harm, and other issues. He was hospitalized for a couple of weeks. Plus, by the time he was discharged, he was no longer reporting any delusional symptoms.
Yeah, I found the world map here in the... favorite topping in Thailand? Penis and ants?
Oh,
on your pizza.
That's more believable than corn.
Yeah, it is.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.